Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Rupert Virko, who's CEO at Cobra. How are you today, Rupert?
Very well, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Right, better and better grades and updates from Cobra, including the one today. Is the market, maybe the market doesn't understand what a rare earth is?
Maybe the market's still on holiday, Zach. I'm not sure, but no, they are very good results we've brought to the market today.
I mean, just in terms of the exceptionally high recoveries, the 82%, that does sound rather good. What's that in a sort of comparable grade compared to other companies, say?
Well, look, I think what is great is these recoveries have been achieved from a sample that has 0.5% of total rare earth oxides, but it's very well weighted in magnet and heavy rare earths, and the weightings of the heavies in particular. And when we're talking 82% recovery of terbium, it's very valuable. But I think what's hard to probably get the retail market to understand is the real value is in how good the recoveries are without having high levels of impurities, because that's a real challenge when we're talking clay-hosted and ionic clay mineral systems. And when you have low impurities, it means low-cost processing to purify your sample to an end product. So that's a really good step. And then to have that coupled with low acid consumption is also very promising, Zach. So we're sort of starting to work our way through the metallurgical and engineering parameters that we really need to demonstrate what the opportunity is, particularly when we're coupling it with in situ recovery, which is really our point of difference in the market.
I suppose one explanation as to why the market hasn't got what Cobra is doing is because if you look across the board, exploration companies on the London market, investors are always fretting about the funding requirement, this, that, and the other related to that. And, maybe you need to provide an answer in terms of once you've proven up the Bolland project, what you're going to do with it and how you're going to develop it and what the runway is there.
Sure. Look, I think. Like many other companies, Zach, we've been hit by a pretty tough commodity market, and it's been a few years that's been challenging in the capital markets. What is different about Cobra, though, Zach, is we've got great support from our major shareholders who have supported us at market price in the past, and we haven't had significant dilution in previous raises. So I think the market should take some comfort out of when we have raised money, we've done so very consciously and we've kept things tight, and our major shareholders are very supportive of what they're doing. So, look, with that in mind, I think what we're also doing, Zach, is we're making sure that we can really deliver on this project. We're addressing the technical challenges that are the real enablers to define the value pathway of what we're doing. And really for ionic clays and for in situ recovery, it means metallurgy and demonstrating ISR at a bench scale. And that's what we've announced to the market today, both of those things.
But would it be that there could be joint ventures or sales, or, I mean, you've got optionality in what you want to do rather than just, exploiting the resources yourself?
Absolutely. Look, I think we've got a lot more value to be gained, Zach, before we really explore those options. I think we want to be able to define a really scalable resource. We've already defined a very scalable footprint, so we need to do that. And let's produce a marketable product and really realise the value of what we're presenting by demonstrating some of the economics around in situ recovery and what benefits that has from a bottom line. And at that point, look, absolutely, commercially, we need to be sensible about how we approach this and how we progress it. And we'd obviously assess all of those options, Zach.
And just to underline the projects you have, are they sort of easily recoverable? Are they near surface? What's the lay of the land there?
Yeah, look, Zach, what our point of difference is our geology is very unique in that it's bound by impermeable clays, and we have a very permeable ore body, which means that we can use that geology and control the geology can control a process called in situ recovery, which is using a number of wells to inject and extract a lixiviant to mobilize those rare earths. Now, what that means is it means we don't move a single cubic meter of ore, and we're effectively bringing the ore to surface in a liquid phase. So what that means is we don't need the capital on the ground to be able to treat millions of tons of ore per year. We're using the geology. Environmentally, it's very low impact. We're talking about an aquifer that's two times saltier than the sea. And it's not a new process, Zach. If you look at the uranium industry globally, 60% of uranium produced to the market comes from in situ recovery mines. So it's hugely scalable. And what's great is we are well experienced in it, and we have a great regulatory framework for it in South Australia with a number of operating ISR uranium mines.
And just finally, obviously heavy rare earths in demand. What's the lay of the land there in terms of the demand and, you know, what the market is, you know, once you get your stuff out of the ground?
Sure. Well, look, if you look at the rare earth markets globally, they've been in a very low point in the commodity cycle over the last year or so. What have we seen? We haven't seen a lot of additional production come out of Western countries. We're still very reliant on sourcing of heavy rare earths out of China. We're seeing a lot of advancement out of Brazil. But really, the market for what is a critical mineral for sovereignty across many countries to ensure that we can achieve decarbonisation targets through energy efficiency, we're going to need these critical minerals, and we need to make sure that we have reliable and ethical sources of them. And I think that's the story that we're really starting to be able to tell here, is that we can produce something in a jurisdiction that understands ISR, and we can do it responsibly, and we can hopefully do it scalably to provide it to a market that's forecast to grow at sort of nearly 7% CAGR. So that's the story, Zach, and that's what we're working to achieve.
And of course, Cobra will be one of the winners as the West tries to wean itself off China dependency and, you know, get a security in terms of supply.
Yeah, look, I think being a realist, if we want to bring this mine into operation very quickly, at some point some rare earths, particularly heavy rare earths, might go to China. But what our advantage is with in situ recovery is we hope to be able to demonstrate that the value of it sits us in the lowest cost quartile of producers, and therefore we hope to be cost competitive with the producers of China.
On that note, Rupert Berko, CEO at Cobra, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Much appreciated.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.